start the recording back up for questions. And I see there's a lot of people on the call, and there are lots of people on the webcast. So there is, luckily, I got done early, which was good. I didn't take too long, and this way you'll have a nice, concise replay to go through if you want to listen to it again. The other things I like to do with my calls is, you know, with all the pictures and having just listened to me, you can really review it. You don't always have to listen to the replay. But I want to be able to get to your questions now and take questions live. I want to let you know that I am going to take questions based on this handout, right, based on the content that I covered today. So if there are questions that are sort of off in left field, we're not going to answer them because it's not fair to everybody else on the call. And I know there's, you know, lots of questions about lots of different topics, but let's try to stay focused on design, layout, themes, etc. You have some basic questions about installing, you know, I might be able to answer some overview basic questions, like, for example, do you need to buy a domain name? Yes, you need to buy a domain name. You need to get hosting, and you need to buy your own domain name. If you decide to study with me in my program, that is not something that you need to do right away. You don't need to get that right away because we give you a student project to work in. But eventually, you'll need to own a domain name, and you'll need to own your own, get your own hosting. Not expensive. Domain names are like $8 a year. Hosting, I pay less than $100 a year, and in my hosting account, and the company I use is Bluehost Now, you can have as many websites as you want. All right, so Kathy, I know we're going to have...
Yes?
I'm just wondering, like, how are we going to answer all these questions?
And we're not going to be able to answer all these questions, but there are a couple of them that I've kind of consolidated.
Okay.
And one is, like, in your class, will you be teaching how to add an opt-in box? There were quite a few questions on how do I add
mm-hmm.
an opt-in box.
Mm-hmm.
So will you be teaching that?
I will be teaching that. I will be teaching how you add an opt-in box with a Weber, and also how you add an opt-in box with the One Shopping Cart, also known as Marketer's Choice System. The concept of how you add an opt-in box, you don't have to use those two companies. You can use other companies as well, and that is something that I do teach you how to do, and that's what I have on my sites. So when you opted in for this call today, websitecreationworkshop.com/signup/teleseminar, you were opting in on a WordPress site with an AWeber opt-in box.
Okay, I think you answered that. And also, will you be showing how to add media to their website, like video and images and
mm-hmm.
PDFs.
Yep. I have, in my program, I have a whole section on adding images, and I have a whole other section on adding video. And I've divided that out because I like to have my course kind of separated to what you're working on, what you're interested in. And so images would be a first step, and then adding video would be a second step. And I'm really excited about doing a special session on YouTube, just on using YouTube.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah.
And also about, will you be showing them how to change out their headers? And is it difficult to change out their headers?
That's a great question. And changing out your header... I'm just going to scroll back to figure 18. changing out your head. And remember, these questions are being recorded, and I will get you the playback for the content part and the Q&A part. Changing out your header, how easy that is or difficult that is, depends upon the theme. So when you go to choose a theme, you're going to want to make sure you pick a theme that lets you easily change your header. So you'll need to, if it's a free theme, no big deal. You try, it doesn't work, you pick another theme. But if you're going to spend money, you want to read on their site that makes sure it says that you can upload your own header, right? That's the thing, upload your own header. I think, Kathy, I want to take I'm going to take one of these raised hand questions. I want to mix it up just a little bit. Okay,
good
so
idea.
I'm going to control the raised hand part. And to raise your hand, you'll press star 2 on your telephone keypad, and I'll see that your hand is raised. I will unmute you and then mute you back again when we are done. Know that there's a lot of people on the call. I'm seeing a lot of hands go up. There's a lot of people on the call, so you will want to just know that I'm going to have to kind of move it along a bit. And, Kathy, while I'm talking to this person, you can look through some of the other questions that have been submitted, typed in, and then I'll go back to you. Sounds good?
Sounds
right.
Good.
I am going to go to this Nancy Berry in Texas, Grand Prairie, Texas. 214 area code. Hi, how are you?
Great, how are you?
Good. So what is your question for me?
I have two quick questions. One is, can we build the site on one theme and then decide to change it later? And the second question is, as we're playing and practicing with building our sites, can we hide it from the search engine? So it's just a private site.
Those are great questions. So can you read it to me again? I was so
involved. The first question is, can we choose an initial theme and build out our site? But
yes.
Then if we want to change themes later, is that relatively easy to do?
Yes, you can do that. And I sort of implied that in my handout, but it wasn't maybe as obvious. So let me go back to page 11 of the handout.
Thank you.
So go back to page 11 of the handout, looking at figure 11 and figure 14. Both of those are just getting started WordPress sites. And they both say, it's really tiny, but they both say, hello world. So you can switch your design and your content stays there. So you can put all your content in your articles, you can put all this stuff in there and then decide, you know, I want a more floral look and feel. Or you know what, it's not businessy enough, let me find a theme that's a little bit more sharper edges, businessy looking. And the cool thing is it can change and change and change. And I do have a video on this that I think I'm going to be sending out on theme switching, how you can take the same site, the same content, and just change it as much as you want.
Great. Thank you, Christina. Yeah. And can we build a site and have it be hidden from the search engines until we're ready to go live?
Yes, absolutely. So you can build, you know, if you join my program, you can do this with me in your student project, and we have it automatically hidden from the search engines. And I also show you a way to just hide it from everybody. And you can do that also with your site. So that's what I do. When I build a new site, I install it, and I immediately put it in this under construction mode so that nobody else can see it. So it's blocked.
Right.
And then I work on it, yeah, and then I show it to the world. It's really
okay, great. Fabulous. Thank you.
Okay, all right. So I am going to mute Nancy and lower her hand. Coming back to you, Kathy.
Okay. Grace is asking, can you describe how to put affiliate links and banners on your WordPress site. She needs to be able to sell products through her site, and so can you quickly describe that, or
mm-hmm.
how would that be done?
Okay, so I can describe that with this handout. So let me find the page I want to talk about that. Turning to page. Sorry, I'm not scrolling. I'm actually flipping pages. If you look at figure 33 on page 25, this is one example. It's a little small. On the right-hand side, there is an Amazon Associates button, right? So you can add that on your sidebar. But let's turn to page 27. So turn to page 27, figure 35. Figure 35, that is a screenshot. That's a picture of me, right? And it is in my article. But just imagine instead of that figure 35 we're looking at, page 27, instead of that being a picture of me, that could be a picture of your product, or it could be a banner ad. And then you can link a picture to a web page. This is something I do teach. So linking pictures to somewhere, right, then when people click, they've clicked on your affiliate banner ad, and then it gets cookied to you. And depending upon what kind of program you're running, then, yes, you would get paid, and that is something, yes, I do teach. How to make an image clickable. Image clickable. Right, so when you click on it, how do you know an image is clickable? When you mouse over it, it goes from an arrow to a little hand. So that's how you make something clickable. All right, let's get a whole bunch of questions out of the way, and then I'll go to another phone question.
Okay, are you using the free WordPress blogging site or the WordPress software that you download?
I am using the WordPress software that you download. That is the WordPress.org. But don't download it to your computer. That's the hard way to do it. I've got a much easier way to teach you to do that. So just know that I'm using the free WordPress.org that you install on your own servers.
Okay, and does the location of the sidebars depend on the design of the theme?
Yes. It depends upon the design of the theme. So you want to look really carefully at the theme demo, if you're paying for it, and see what options that they give you. So some
okay.
have lots of sidebars, some have a few sidebars. You know, the more sidebars you get, the better, because that gives you more flexibility.
And here's a good question, Christina. Did you make your own site? Which, yes, you did.
Yes.
But the rest of that question is, and where do you go when you need something that requires a webmaster that you're supposed to fire?
That is a good question. My goal in teaching entrepreneurs is to make you free and independent from webmasters so you don't have to depend upon them for the day-to-day functioning of your business. Do I occasionally hire a consultant? Yeah, sometimes I do, but most of the time I don't. So who would I hire? I might hire like a fancy SEO expert. Now, in my teachings, I teach you some basic SEO that anybody can do, you know, using keywords, kind of all the things that you can do easily yourself. I don't get into the super techno-geeky SEO stuff, right, because that's kind of not worth you learning. I teach just a little bit about photo placement and stuff, but I don't teach you to be a graphic designer. So you might want to get a graphic designer if you need to have a logo made. But there's lots of people who take my program and they buy stock photography A great site is istockphoto.com, istockphoto.com. I might have a link for that in christinasresources.com/istock, but I'll have to check that.
Okay.
I lost my train of
thought. And here's another question then. On the sidebars, can those sidebars be moved from side to side, to the right side or the left side? And can the sidebars have different information on each page?
Again, it depends upon the theme, but the more and more these theme designers are designing sidebars that you can move around and you can have different content on them. So, and you can move them around. So, yeah, you can have different content on different sidebars. So, for most of the
time.
And
is WordPress better than Blogger? And if so, how?
Well, WordPress is the more dominant platform and is the more popular one than Blogger. What I don't like about Blogger is that you have that Blogger logo. And so when I go to a Blogger site, I immediately know I'm on a Blogger site, right? So I'm immediately thinking about Blogger. I'm not thinking about the business owner behind that Blogger site. So to me, Blogger sites look hobbyish, and that's just what I think of. They're like, oh, that's a hobbyish site. I'll go to websites, and I won't be – sometimes I don't even know if it's a WordPress site. I'm like, wow, this is a cool site. Is it WordPress? I'm not really sure. So you can make it look like anything you want. So that's my thing about Blogger. I don't like their branding on, you know, getting in my way. Kathy, let me go to a raised hand. And
okay,
I see a raised hand in New Mexico, 505 area code.
That's me, and I solved the problem, so go to the next person so I'm not wasting your time.
Oh, you are so kind. Okay, I will do that. I will lower your hand and go to the next person. I just love it when people do that. It makes it fair for everybody else. Let's go to got a wireless caller in Austin, Texas, 512 area code.
This is Sharon. Is that me?
Hi, Sharon. Yes, that's you.
Hello. Yeah, I noticed that you're not going to post the cost of the class until February, but I'm looking at another class, and I'd kind of like to have an idea of the differences in price.
Well,
is that true?
We're not ready to put that out yet, so I want you to think about, you know, I want you to choose based on the connection that you have with me and my trainings. So I think it's more fair to everybody to wait until we have that ready.
Okay, and when would the earliest class be? What, do you have a date yet for the earliest class?
The earliest class will be in February, the week of February 20th.
Okay. And is there an outline of what's included in the whole class?
That will be coming, right? Now, this is just the pre-training.
Okay.
So whether you decide to study with me or with somebody else, I'm hoping that my training is going to help you out.
Okay.
Because there are, and this is, and let me, I'm going to mute her out and go to the next call. Part of why I'm doing this pre-training so early ahead of my course is because I find the more pre-training I do, then people will get more out of our coaching together, because this is a coaching program. And what takes people a long time is not the technical stuff, but it's sort of deciding how you want things. And so by going through these pre-trainings, and I had one last week on productivity that was training you about using your browsers better. And if you didn't get that, just send me an email. Just hit reply to any one of my emails and ask me where that replay is, and I'll get that to you. So most of your time is going to be spent on making decisions. And if you understand the possibilities, you can make your decisions faster. All right, Kathy, why don't we go to some...
Well, that leads right into a question. If this person is asking, if you can change the look and layout of a theme, what difference does it make what theme I choose?
Because some themes are fixed, and so it does make a difference. So, for example, if you go to grassvalleynutcracker.com, that is a fixed theme. I cannot move the sidebars to the other side. It is fixed into the design. So if you're thinking, you know, you're not sure you want a site that gives you flexibility, make sure you pick a theme that has that flexibility. If, on the other hand, you use something like the grassvalleynutcracker.com, and I don't have an example of the Japan theme, but you saw it in the screenshot. The Japan theme is also fixed, right, and limited in what it can do. But it has a very nice designery look, very organic look. So it all depends what you're going for. If you like this Japan theme style, and you know there you're getting a whole bunch of graphic design. You don't even need to have a logo made. You're getting a whole bunch of graphic design. You know, you could use that if you were, let's say you had a retreat or you were going to run a sort of a Zen-like retreat. You were going to do an event and it was going to be at this retreat. You could use that design and then just put a whole bunch of nice pictures in there, like photos of the Zen gardens, and there you go. You don't even need any graphic design. I think Kathy, I'm going to go to... Oh, go ahead.
Also, just real quick, some people had difficulty downloading the PDF, and they would like to listen to the recording of this. Could you tell them again where to go get that PDF or how they could get it if they can't download it?
If you're typing in your question, there's that big button there to download it. I am going to, if for some reason it's not working with your computer or your browser, I am going to be sending out a replay, and you can download it from there.
Okay, thank you.
All right, I'm going to go to... Cedar Falls, Iowa, 319 area code. Hi, this is Christina.
This is Jean.
Hi, Jean.
Thank you. I have a question about the sales page that you showed. You said that it just has the header and the content, but it doesn't have the navigation or widgets. How do you remove those? You have to have like a separate domain and theme, or can you create something and take those off, or how does that work?
Okay, I'm having a little bit hard of time hearing you, so just say your question again. So let me just repeat the part that I did hear. So your question is, let's say you want to have a sales letter website, right? Is that your question? And you were saying how would you take off the sidebars? Is that your question?
Well, say you've got your website, but you want to offer a class or sell a product. How do you just create a sales letter that looks like your website but doesn't have the navigation and the widgets? It just has your header and your content. Do you use the same theme, or do you have to buy another theme?
You can use the same theme if you find a theme that gives you different templates. So, for example, I have to whip back in my. I probably should scroll because this will be faster. When I talked about the templates, and I showed you, so let's compare page 25 and page 26, right? Page 25 has sidebars. Page 26 does not have sidebars. All right, now this particular theme still has navigation at the top, right? Or this is a little, these screenshots are old. So when you look at themes, see, do they have a template, a no sidebar type of template? If they do, built into the theme, you can have it all in one place. But if they don't, then you can have two different versions of WordPress on your site. Now, I hope I'm going to tell you to go somewhere, and I hope that it doesn't confuse you by telling you what I'm about to tell you. So if you go to websitecreationworkshop.com/go, right? If you go there now, you'll see the video of Little Web Riding Hood. Did you see that today?
My new video?
Oh, not everybody saw that. Okay. Websitecreationworkshop.com/go. Right. That is the new video series that I'm doing to promote my program, and it's a spoof on Little Red Riding Hood. It's
okay.
Very funny. It's only a minute long.
Okay.
If you go there, right, and then in another browser window, you go to websitecreationworkshop.com/blog. Okay, this what I'm about to teach you is a technique that I do. I have two under the same domain name. I have two different areas, and one has one kind of WordPress site set up, and the other one has my blog. So websitecreationworkshop.com/blog, that is a WordPress site that's aimed at just being my blog with some other information about me.
Okay.
The websitecreationworkshop.com/go, that is my landing page, right, my squeeze page to build my list to get people who are interested in learning WordPress and studying with me.
Okay.
So in this instance that I'm showing you, one domain name, two different slashes, one slash go, one slash blog, two different WordPress sites.
Oh.
Okay. But
okay.
If you go to websitecreationworkshop.com/go/vid1, and let me say that one more time, websitecreationworkshop.com/go/vid1. And
vid1.
Go slash VID and the number 1.
Oh, okay. I brought up go/getvid1.
Yes, when you go to go by itself, it'll take you to getvid1. If you add vid1 to the end, then it will take you. That's like my inside page.
Okay.
Hopefully people are staying with me here and you've got other browsers open and you're staying with me. So go takes you to getvid1 and then govid1. Those are two different pages, but they have different looks.
Okay.
So I think I might be getting a little bit ahead of myself here, but it is possible.
So you have
There's lots of possibilities.
Well, I can't wait to watch that video. It looks funny. I guess I'm still a little confused. You only have to purchase one domain and host it, but then you can slash do different pages, but these are different themes?
Yes, you only have to have one domain, and then you can either get a theme that does all these different things.
Okay.
But let's say you can't, find a seam that does all these different things. Like, let's say you find a seam that you love. It's perfect for your site, but you want a sales letter that has something totally different.
Okay.
So what you can do is you can then install WordPress in your same domain name in its own other area. So
Okay. You'll
have, in that instance, you would have two different WordPress websites. But your customers don't really need to know that.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. And then you can link them to each other, too, then.
Right, right. And then you'll see, if you're on my email list, you'll see when my sales letter is ready to go, and I will then put that up, and it will be on the sales letter. You'll see it. And then you can look at it like, ooh, here's Christina's sales letter. Ooh, here's her blog. Hey, that's cool. She did these two different things. Hey, I want to do that too.
Okay.
So I like to do things that I teach my students to do. You know, I have a friend who's a really fancy web designer, and she's like, hey, I could design you something really cool. And I'm like, yeah, but then I can't teach it, you know. So I teach so that I can use myself as an example of what's possible.
Uh-huh.
And you'll definitely want to look at my case studies. All right, I'm going to mute you,
thank you,
back out. Oh, you are most welcome, Kathy. And let's do some more typed in questions.
Well, here's the question. Is Twitter a hosted blog?
Twitter hosted, you could sort of think of it that way. Twitter is its own thing. So I'm not teaching Twitter. I don't really get the question.
Okay,
I mean,
so what they're asking is the difference of a Twitter versus a WordPress site. So they're two different elements, right?
Yeah. So, okay, Twitter's owned by Twitter, right? Twitter's owned by Twitter, and it's like you're a renter, right? So when I'm on Twitter and I'm posting to Twitter, I've got 140 characters, and I'm over on Twitter, you know, I'm a renter. But, you know, Twitter could go belly up. They could close doors. They could do whatever they want, and you have no control. Right, it's just like if you're renting, your landlord decides he's going to sell the place or do something and he kicks you out. Right, when you create your own website using WordPress on your own hosting, it's like owning your own home. Nobody can kick you out. Nobody can tell you what to do. Nobody can say you can't have any pets. Right, so Twitter, sure, I have a Twitter account. Do I use it? Yeah, you know. So, yeah, I have a Twitter account, but it's not a place to do business. It's a place to advertise, but not to do business.
So they are totally different than WordPress, is what you're saying.
Yes, they're
totally
different.
And I think that's where the person was wondering. It looks like WordPress is both a website and a blogging tool. Right now I have a Bluehost web hosting. I'm using RapidWeaver to design my website and then Typepad for my blog. Can I, with WordPress, consolidate it all?
Yes, you can have WordPress be your website and your blog, and you can have it in all one place.
Okay, and if I've built my website on another tool, say Dreamweaver or something else, can I put that into WordPress?
You can rebuild it on WordPress. Some things are going to be slightly different, so you'll want to use your old website kind of as a model, and then in your student project, you would sort of look at what you've done and then rebuild it with in WordPress. WordPress is so much easier for multiple reasons. I still have one of my old sites still on Dreamweaver, and it's such a bear, and I never want to work on it. See, this is the other problem with a webmaster and having the old-fashioned Dreamweaver sites is you don't want to work on them because it's tied to one computer. I can't be on my Mac, my MacBook. You know, I am stuck with this one computer. And it's the same with a webmaster being in control. You're like stuck with him. And so you think, I'm sure there's some people listening going, yep, that's me, Christina. I want to make changes to my site, but it's too hard to deal with somebody else, so I just don't do it. You know, not that they're all bad, right? I make fun of webmasters. Not that they're all bad. It's just it's too hard. It's too cumbersome, so you don't do it. WordPress, you can be on an iPad. You can be on a Mac. You can be on a PC. You can be on your iPhone. You can be on other mobile devices. And it makes it really easy to change.
Will you be covering membership sites? And is it difficult to maintain a paid membership site?
Membership sites, I touch upon membership sites in my teaching, but they're really their own thing. So, you know, first getting started, you want to get a website built, right? And so let's build your website and have a beautiful site that you're in control of and you can change. You can change menus. You can change widgets. You can change headlines. You can add photos, right? And that's open to the public and anybody can see it. The membership site concept, like that would be its own course in itself because there's a lot of things that go into membership sites. So my WordPress training is not a membership site training, but I do touch upon that.
Okay, thank you. And I want to make this comment. Brandy made this comment, and I just think it's cute, and I want to say it before we go off. But it does say, oh, this is freaking great. This is freaking great. I literally just found this, and it was exactly what I was sitting down to do this afternoon. I'm just getting started in earnest with my website, junkiesraising.com. Thank you for having this seminar going today. So I just thought you should know that you were just found out of the clear blue sky.
Oh, wow. That is great. All right. Awesome. I think I'm going to go to another raised hand and we have one here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 513 area code. 513, are you there?
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
This is Barbara.
Yes. Hi, Barbara.
Hi. You answered part of my question. But let me ask about people who already have blogs or something going and want to maybe switch to WordPress.
Mm-hmm.
Can you transfer what you have, or do you lose that all? Or
you can transfer what you have, and there's different sort of ways to approach transferring, right? So there is the copy and paste method of transferring. Like, okay. I'm just going to copy and paste and do each one by hand. And then there is let me use the automated tool and automate it and have it go zoop and have it all get like sucked in, right? And do it that way. I personally like I personally like the copy and paste method. Now if you have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pages, then okay, maybe do the automated method. But I like to do the copy and paste because then I'm in control and I know what I'm copying, and I'm changing it a little bit anyway. So there are, WordPress has these automated tools so that you can do that. But you would need to do that if you bought a domain name, you would need to, and you've already got your site up and running, you would need to rebuild it sort of in a separate area, and then when it was all done, then you sort of swap it.
Okay. And that's something you would help with as part of the training, perhaps?
Yes.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Let me mute that out. Now, let's see, Kathy, what do we have? 7 minutes left.
Yeah, and there's just so many questions in here. And, of course, everybody's questions aren't going to get answered, but there is one here. It says, hi, Christina, if I want to start my website and blog, should I start it if I don't know exactly what all my blog articles will be about?
Mm, that's a great question. If you've got an idea for your website, should you start it before you've got everything figured out? And the answer is yes, absolutely. This happens all the time with my students and myself. And that is when you've got an idea in your head. And when you get the idea out of your head and onto paper, or out of your head and onto a website, you can see your ideas more clearly. And then you can decide, you know, is that really what I'm trying to do, or is it something different? So there's really something, I'm just going to use the word magical, that happens. And it's part of the creative process. And this is what I like to, why I like to teach this program is because I like to help teach the creative process. And building your own website is part of the creative process. Now, whether you think of yourself as a creative or not, you are, right? You're a business owner, entrepreneur, you're a creative being. And so what will happen is you'll start building your site, and then it will help you get more clarity. So, for example, I don't know if I've told this story before on a teleseminar or not, but I met my husband through a dating service, and this was before internet dating was popular. And it was a company called Great Expectations out here in California. And I had to put together like a resume and a little video 5-minute clip of me talking about what I'm looking for in a mate. And the process of putting that together, I thought I knew what I wanted in my husband, but the process of writing it out, looking at it, making this little video got me clearer. So the process of building your site yourself will get you clearer even if you're not totally ready. So absolutely. You will get there faster. You get started.
Thank you, Christina. And there was a question here. Is there a place that they can go, or do you have a page where you have sample websites from either your students or that they can look at how different things, the ways they've been built?
Yeah, if you go to, and I know there's a lot of people, Kathy, on this call who, you know, just joined, you know, based on a recommendation from their friends, and so they don't know everything that I have, and so I will tell you now, if you go to websitecreationworkshop.com/blog, there's a page at the top that says case studies. So you can look at some samples of different students' sites, and there's a lot in there, but it'll give you an idea of what people have created in my program. And also, for those of you who didn't catch the Little Red Riding Hood spoof video, I'm going to send that out tomorrow along with the replay for this.
And you want to say that one more time, that website?
Mm-hmm. Websitecreationworkshop.com/blog. And at the top, you'll see a navigation that says case studies.
Thank you. And here's a question. I already have a site done by my boyfriend. What is an advantage of my learning this? How much time would be involved? I know how to do posts, but not how to create and fix pages. I admit he's busy and I'm dependent. But
okay,
what is their advantage to learning this?
Okay, so you have a boyfriend and he gets busy, and you know you can't dictate his schedule, right? So that's the same with a webmaster. You can't dictate their schedule. So the reason why you want to learn it yourself is so that you can be in control of your site, your business, your marketing. I find, you know, well, what is this about? Well, I don't exactly know what it's about until I've made it. So if there are any writers on the call, I know you'll relate. You sit down to write, and then you create something. And then when you're done, you know exactly what it is that you've made. And it's that process, right? I'm here to help you get your ideas out of your head and onto your site. And so by doing it yourself, you can do that faster. And then I do have some students who take my program, learn how to do WordPress, and then they outsource still because that's just what they want to do. But they can get their work done faster, and they know what to pay, so they're not raked over the coals. Like this cute little French woman took my course, and then she said, you know, I went to somewhere to have my site built, and they said it would cost this, that, and the other, and I said, no, you just have to move the widgets. And she was telling them how to move the widgets around, and she knew how long it would take and what it should cost her. So, you know, there may be people who do a combination build yourself, have somebody else build it for you, maybe, right? But in any case, you're in control. You know what it takes. You know what it's going to cost. And really, I think what's the most important is being in control of your marketing, because your website is your marketing. That is your face to the world. And, you know, Kathy, with that being said, and we're at the bottom of the hour, I have a quick question. Okay.
If I've taken your class before, do I need to purchase it again?
No. If you've taken my class before, students get to come back to my website creation workshop coaching program as long as I'm teaching it at no cost. So we have an alumni registration week where alumni get to register for free, and that is one of the big bonuses of my program. I wasn't expecting to talk about my program so much in this call today, because really this is just a pre-training as we finish getting everything in place to announce it. All right, Kathy.
I think we're
done. We're out of time. I mean, I know there's a lot of questions. You know, I'm going to print these questions out and read through them all that people had submitted, so just so I can get an idea of the kind of questions people have. If you had your hand raised and we didn't get to it, I'm sorry. There were just too many people on the call, but you want to watch your email. I think I'm going to be doing another free call coming up either next week or the week after. I'm not sure when, and I've got more stuff to send you, more training. And for those of you who are new to me, I'm going to be having another video coming out, I think, next week in the Little Web Riding Hood series, and there will also be another PDF download to help you get your site built. So thank you, Kathy. Thank you, everybody on the call, and we will see you next time. Bye-bye, everyone.